All you've ever wanted was to show me what a big man you are. How if, given the chance, you'd fuck my brains out, wouldn't you? Only thing is, you would ever be given the opportunity. Fuck, I barely know you exist. At least that's what you think. I see you staring at me. I've even seen you stroking your cock under the desk, looking at me, my low-cut tops, my big tits, my nipples piercing the material, my long legs under the desk, parted a little so you can see the slit of my camel toe through my tight little yoga shorts. I know your cock wants me. I even know you're quite popular in your own circles. Although I'm still way out of your league. Oh, but there's just something about you that intrigues me. No, it's not only the rumors of your big dick. Although that's a big part of it. I am kind of a size queen, but not in the way most women are. You see, I'm one of those size queens that likes to take a big dicked man down a notch or two. That's what really gets my fucking cunt off. So, I'm gonna take pity on you in a way. Give you everything you've ever dreamed of. Almost. Oh, that's right. I'm gonna come to your dorm to fuck you tonight. But only after I've sent some of the popular girls in school. Not as popular as I am, of course, but close enough that your dick would crave them really bad. I'm gonna send them to your room. The skankiest little outfits. Oh, they're just gonna work that cock of yours over so good. With their slutty little glossed up fat lips sucking you off. Oh, and their tight little whore holes milking your dick. Slamming down on you, letting you fuck them in every single fucking position, one of them riding you, while another licks your balls, and yet another sits on your face with her pretty pussy, drowning you in that liquid honey from her snatch. They're gonna drain every drop of cum out of you. When you're laying in bed, exhausted, your big dick limper than it's ever been in your life, another sexy slut is gonna come knocking at your door. The slut, the one with those sexy firm tits, long legs, perfect ass, and these cock-sucking lips that are legendary. That's right. It's me. And I'm gonna come in and tell you that it's my turn with that big dick. Oh, the conflicted look of utter adoration, disbelief, and panic all mixed up in one. There's no fucking amount of blue pills on this earth that could raise that spent cock back up from the dead. And don't I know it? It's exactly the way I planned it. And I'm gonna come into your room, start doing a slow and sexy striptease for you. Letting my big tits free, sliding those yoga shorts you're always so envious of slowly down over my perfectly ripe ass. So you can see my pretty red thong just splitting my cheeks open. I'm gonna spread my legs and slide my white, long, painted fingernails up and down over those red panties. Playing with my pussy and my ass bent over like this for you. And you're muttering in disbelief, trying to decide whether you should convince me to leave, knowing you're not going to be able to get it up, or whether you want me to stay, just to memorize these moments in your mind, so you'll have something to stroke to when your cock finally comes back to life. Oh, but I don't really give you a choice. I just keep going. I hook my thumbs into the sides of my pretty red panties and slowly start gliding them down over my ass and my legs, letting them fall to the floor, stepping out of them, and turning around to face you. Oh, that body that you've wanted for so long, right here and yours for the taking. You can't even get off the fucking bed. Your muscles are like jelly. You've been so used and abused by those sluts, and I know it. I make a pouty little face, looking at your big dick just lying there, lifeless. Looks like a big opportunity is just being wasted there, isn't it? I say to you, with a devilish smile, my eyes roaming over your limp dick, and I start slowly climbing up onto the bed between your spread open legs. You can see my big, luscious tits just beckoning you, my hard nipples, my beautiful hair. Oh, those sexy lips are getting closer and closer to your dick. In your mind, you're just willing it to grow, cursing that organ that usually pops up at the most inopportune times, and now it won't listen to a word you're saying. Your cock's refusal to grow is making you more and more embarrassed in front of the sexiest slut in school. And I am eating that shit up. That little blush on your cheeks, your fists curled up tight, cursing under your breath at your floppy disk. All of that is making my pussy buzz. Not to mention, I can smell that rank pussy juice from the sluts who've been riding your dick all night. Even that's got me going. And I put my face right up against your soft, velvety, wrinkly cock. Rub my lips on it. I've wanted this, you know. I say, looking up at you, my tongue just flicking out ever so gently against that warm flesh. I gotta say, I'm a little surprised. Looks much bigger in class under the desk when you're stroking it, staring at me. Oh, what? You think I didn't notice? It's kind of hard not to notice a cock like that. Although, I wouldn't know it now, would I? And I take my two fingers and lift your cock up and then drop it, only to watch it just flop down lifelessly against your leg. Oh, and you curse under your breath, vulgar words. I know they're meant for your whimpering dick. And I just look up at you and plaster on a fake pout on my face. This is a shame. I was really looking forward to a wild ride on your big, thick, rock-hard cock tonight. And all I'm left with is this. Granted, it's still pretty big, but this is the softest cock my sexy body's ever seen. Whatever am I gonna do with it? My poor aching pussy. Oh, and I get up on my knees and slowly slide my fingers down my belly, all the way down between my legs, and start playing with my wet, wet pussy. Looks like I'm gonna have to take care of myself, aren't I? You and that cock certainly can't do it. Oh, and I feel you grab my arms and yank me up on your body. Oh, you want to so bad, don't you? I look down at you and laugh. Now my pretty pussy is just hovering right over that lifeless, limp hunk of man meat of yours. Oh, you can feel the heat off my tight snatch, and God, you'd give anything on earth to firm up right now so you could just bang the shit out of me. Show me what that fucking big dick can do. But I know that's not possible. Exactly the way I planned. Oh, but still, I lower my pussy down. Oh, right onto that wimpy, wiggly little worm of yours. And, oh, get it all slippery and wet. Oh, see what the anticipation of fucking your hard cock did to my pussy? All that built up in class. For what? Nothing that's gonna get me off. No matter how slippery it gets. Oh, and I hear you start telling me to just give you a little while. 10 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour tops. And you'll be back, good as new, ready to fuck me. I just look down and giggle. Oh, well, that'll be 10, 20, or 30 minutes too late. I need to come now. It's a good thing I came prepared. I kind of suspected you wouldn't be able to get it up. Not with a hot girl like me. All those fantasies were really just for nothing, weren't they? Oh, and I reach into my little bag and I pull out one of my favorite fucking toys and show it to you. Oh, a slutty girl has to be resourceful when she wants to come. Especially when there's not a hard cock that can do the job. And you definitely don't have that now, do you? And again, you beg and plead for me to wait, but that would take all the fun out of my plan of coming over here tonight with you soft. I don't tell you that, though. I tell you, I'm sorry, sweetie. It's now or never. I can stay and play, doing all the work myself, since you're not obviously up for the task. Or I could just leave. Oh, but you might miss this view, wouldn't you? I slowly jiggle my tits a little. What's it gonna be? Oh, it's really no choice for you at all, is it? You tell me to turn the fucking toy on. Oh, you feel it almost immediately starting to vibrate against that limp dick of yours. You watch my pussy rock back on this toy. Feel me getting wetter over your oily, jiggly little dick. Oh, just seeing your conflicted face, how angry you are at your dick is making my pussy so fucking horny. This is what I like. You and your fucking big dick at my mercy, unable to get it up. Oh god, you hate that, don't you? It's your every fucking fantasy come true, and oh, you can't even have it, can you? Can't feel this warm, tight, wet fucking hole on your big dick. Oh, and all those rumors about what a good fucking tight slutty hole I have and how amazing I am at riding dick. They're just gonna be wasted tonight, aren't they? So you're not gonna be able to have me ride your dick. Not that long, limp spaghetti noodle of yours. Oh, you're never gonna be able to feel this tight pussy squeezing your fucking dick, are you? Oh, no, you're just gonna have to watch as I turn this toy higher and higher. More and more fucking pussy juice drips down onto your limp dick. Yeah, see my nipples drawing up so tight. My tits just shaking. Oh, God. So fucking tight in my gun. You would love it. Oh, when I start to come, oh, I squeeze dick so tight. Yes. Oh god, I wanna come. Oh god. Oh god. Oh god. Oh. Oh. Looking up at me and awed how amazing that orgasm was, and such disappointment on your face, and you couldn't really feel it, although you are fucking soaking wet. Oh, my cum is just dripping onto your cock and your balls. Oh, I'm not only sexy, but smart, too. I knew I had to bring my own source of entertainment. I tell you, as I take my toy off my pussy and show you how soaking wet it is. Well, that was a semi-satisfying experience for one of us. Although, I usually like to feel my hole stretched out when I come. And you try and babble on about the girls who were fucking you and how many times you came for them, bragging to me about how amazing your cock is. Really it is, really, you promise me, and I just pat my hand on your chest. Oh, I'm sure it is, big boy, I tell you in a very sweet yet condescending tone. And then I just kind of circle my hips a little over your cock again. I know exactly what I'm doing. And I stretch my hands up over my head. Just sticking my tits out. Well, that's it for me tonight. I really could have just managed this alone in my dorm. It's kind of a wasted effort, and I do have to be up early for class tomorrow, so I guess I'll say my goodnights. And as I start to wriggle myself off of your cock, I can feel it start getting chubby again. You're just on the brink of being raging hard. But I'm already hopping off the bed, sliding back into those panties and that bra, just watching me as your cock's getting thicker. Oh, and there's a desperation in your voice. Wait, it's still early. You don't have to go. I told you, just give me 10 minutes and look. And I look back over my shoulder at your now almost fully erect cock and laugh. Oh, it's a little too late for showing off now, isn't it? I've had my fill of you tonight. Not literally, of course, but you had your chance. And you blew it, baby. Just like I was hoping you would.